Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
You ever see these helicopter moms? Yeah. I go to the park, and that's me time. You know, I have a beer, I chill out. You just let them run. That's what the park is for. But then I see these poor helicopter moms. And look, I get it. I was like that after my first kid. You ever see that mom that's just trying to do it right? You're just trying to do it right. And she's narrating everything the kid is doing as they're doing it. Like, okay, good job, Cooper. Good job, Cooper. Yeah, Cooper, now put your foot on the ladder, Cooper. Good job, put your foot on the ladder, Cooper. Now run across, Cooper. Run across, Cooper. Run across, Cooper. Good job, Cooper. Good job, Cooper. Would you like a snack, Cooper? Cooper? Snack? Snack? Cooper? Cooper? How about a cheese stick? How about a cheese stick? Water? 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 Cooper? Cooper? Snack? 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 Oh.
Christina P. From the 2022 Netflix special, Amy Schumer Presents Parental Advisory.
She's not wrong about that, though. Not at all.
I've seen a lot of that, I'll bet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, here in the post-truth era, you got to become better than ever at being a human lie detector. And, you know, that is actually possible.
To get really good at spotting a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, here are five things you need to do to catch someone in a lie, according to studies by the FBI's high-value detainee interrogation group.
Oh, wow.
That would be fun to be a part of that group.
Yeah.
Or know someone. Are they lying or not? Oh, they are.
Yeah. Okay. Number one, you got to be nice to the person. Mm. You know, it's sort of like playing the good cop.
But you got to, you know, help. Let them feel comfortable.
Got to disarm them a little bit. Yeah. You need the person to like you so they want to talk and talk and talk and talk.
Because you let them talk long enough.
And eventually hang themselves.
Yep.
Give them enough rope. Gives them a chance to slip up. So you got to be nice to the person.
You are a bull liar. You are a bull effing liar.
That's, look at that.
Nope, that's,
he was feisty
that's
there.
That's not how you do it there, Dr. Phil.
I thought he was supposed to remain calm.
Wow. I didn't know he had cussed like that on his
program. Remain calm. Yeah. Okay. Number two, do not obsess over body language. Everybody's all about, oh, you can tell by the way they're like their body language.
Things the way they're like, sitting, yeah.
Things like lack of eye contact or fidgeting are actually not signs of a lie that you might think they are. So the experts say, don't even waste your time focusing on someone's body language. It's all different.
I'm so funny. Like, there are times where I am telling the truth, but I could tell that they're not believing me. So then I start to feel like I'm lying, and then I start acting like I'm lying, even though I'm telling the truth.
And then you start lying.
And then I'm like, I'm just totally screwed. I'm just screwed.
Might as well start lying there.
Yeah, might as well make up a really good story at this point. It doesn't matter.
Right.
What were you lying about most recently?
Okay. Number three, ask unanticipated questions. Because if someone is ready for your question, they can tell a relatively confident lie.
Yeah.
But if you surprise them with questions, oh, then they may start hedging.
Oh, yeah. Like, what were you wearing?
Yeah. Or tell me the truth. How was it?
I've had better.
I knew it.
I'm not lying. I've had better.
Yeah. Let's see. Also, ask for verifiable details. You know, see if they're willing to provide proof. Also, use strategic evidence. Lead the person to say something you know is a lie. Then drop a piece of evidence on them to catch them in it.
You're a liar. You're a liar. You know something that you're not telling us, you slimy scumbag liar.
All right, all right, all right. You got me. And number five, don't challenge them too early, like what you just heard. You want to let the conversation go on for a while before you start tripping the person with evidence or tricky questions.
That's how, you know, that's usually hard for me because I'm not very patient in that way.
You're a natural questioner.
Oh, I love questions.
Talk. Never. Let them say as much as possible before they realize what you're doing. Those are the tips from the FBI's high-value detainee interrogation group.
There you go.
Yeah. Now you
good
know.
Good tips.
Now get to work out there and be safe. I got to take a quick break. Coming up on or about 8:20, the 1K letter of the day. You're shot at $1,000, but now Denise Johnson has your latest traffic.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
Summer's here. You don't want to be running that AC nonstop. Keep that cold air inside with new energy-efficient windows from Universal Windows Direct. Hi, it's Tim. Call for a free estimate. 513-755-1800.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastics.
Exactly. How do you mean?
There's a great future in plastics. Think about it. Will you think about it?
Yes, I will.
Enough said. That's a deal.
There you go. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Good. Sorry I hung up on you yesterday.
Yeah. That kind of broke my heart, but I'll get over it.
Well, maybe it was exactly what was supposed to happen, and the letter that you get today is going to be way better than the letter that came yesterday.
I hope so, because I tell you what, waiting is like torture.
Is it? Oh, really? You had a whole 24 hours to think about it?
And all I thought about was words and letters.
Oh, really?
Good, so you've been practicing. Yeah.
Did you spend any more time on one letter over another?
P.
Ooh.
Oh.
Well, you know. All right.
Well, you know what's really great, though? When you win the $1,000 today, it's going to be total fate.
Yep.
Total fate.
Yes, and all that anxiety that you had is going to be worth it.
Yep. For sure.
I hope so.
Yep. I'm looking at your letter right now.
Tell us, Jeff, what is it?
It is not the letter P.
No? Mm.
Today, Ashley, you got the letter N.
N. Okay. N. Yep. I like N.
It's close to P.
Yeah, it is.
In the alphabet, so that maybe is.
Yep.
Maybe. N. I haven't gotten N before, so...
Huh. Nasty. All right, so Fritz is going to put 30 seconds on the clock over here. And I will not start the timer until Jen is finished asking the first question.
Here we go. Yep. With the letter N, name something you take to a cookout.
Pass.
A pizza topping.
Napoli sauce.
Something green.
A Nissan.
Something you borrow.
Nothing.
A body part.
Navel.
A restaurant.
Pass.
A sports team.
Oh my God, pass.
Something wet.
Nose. Pass.
Something you rub.
Nipples.
Oh my God.
I was trying to help you some. I had some interesting ideas for some of these.
Did you?
Yeah.
All right, let's go through some of them again. Start number one again.
Something you take to a cookout.
I said nectarines.
Oh, nectarines.
There you go.
Oh my God.
She said Napoli sauce.
Which I don't even know what that is, but yay for you.
Oh, yeah. What's the, what am I trying to think of? Northern Italy. What do they call it?
I don't have any idea.
Yeah, Neapolitan.
Neapolitan or Naples. I was thinking Naples,
okay,
right.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, Naples.
Nissan, nothing. She borrows nothing. Ashley doesn't like to owe people things.
Yes, nope, I don't.
Napkin on that. Napkins. Like, can I get a napkin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A restaurant.
Nada.
Sports team. You could have gone with anything from New York.
Yeah. New York Jets, New York Yankees. You could have said the Newts.
I don't think I've ever even tried the word N.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Something wet.
Nose.
Oh, that's good.
Your nose is wet. Some of you rub your nipples.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yep.
Body part.
Must you do that here?
Yes.
I love the sound effects.
That's all right. There's 20 other days.
Oh, yep. It, Ashley.
Yep. 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 I'm sure we're going to talk to you
plenty
again.
Plenty of other days.
Yes. And next time I'm going to get P because for some reason I'm stuck on the letter P.
That's what you kept gravitating toward.
I wonder if you would have won if you would have played with P, you know?
I don't know. Probably not.
All right. Thank you, Ashley.
Have a great day, Ashley.
All right. Well, thank you, you guys, too.
All right, take it easy.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Damn it.
That was a hard one.
Yeah, it was.
Turned out to be hard.
Mm-hmm. Going to be nice out today, though. Lots of sunshine, very comfortable, high of 81. Right now it's 60 at Cincinnati's Q102. This is Ed Sheeran.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.